Hello and welcome to The World at One with me, Sarah Montague. The President of the EU Council lashes out at Brexiteers. After more than three decades, John Humphreys confirms to me he'll leave the Today programme in autumn this year.
I genuinely worry about what it is going to be like not doing the Today programme. I mean, 32 years is a very long time.
And the next test for driverless cars. Before I presented this programme, I spent 18 years on Today. And in all that time, I had countless conversations about when and whether John Humphreys was leaving. I used to always joke that I would leave before he did, and so it proved. And then this morning, I read in the Daily Mail that after 32 years, at the age of 75, he really is finally hanging up his headphones. His editor, Sarah Sands, tweeted a cryptic reference to John's lap of honour this year. So just before 9 a.m, I went over to the studio.
Sarah Sands, the editor of Today. So, Sarah, I've seen your tweet. Is it true? Is he going?
You can ask him when he comes out.
So he is going. When is he going?
What? He'll tell you. No, there is no date. There is no date. Honestly, you're talking about Gandalf. We have no idea. Stories come from nowhere.
What is it about John? You call him Gandalf. He is a sort of a wizard of news.
Yeah, well, he's a sort of patriarch, so it is a big thing. If by any chance, at some point in the future, he leaves us. But I think he is still always, you know, the little boy who throws stones, doesn't he? So I think he's still as suspicious of power as he ever was. I mean, you know him very well, so perhaps we could ask you about this. No.
Thank you very much, both of you.
Our editors, Purvi Patney and Katie Inman, good morning.
Yeah, you're not allowed in here.
It's a bit weird being here.
It's weird for me too, my God. Oh, I thought we got past. I don't know. Come on, get on with it.
Oh, go on, get on with it. Is it true?
What?
Is it true that, and it's typically the Daily Mail today's big news, Radio 4's John Humphreys to quit.
Well, of course I'm going to quit. I've been going to quit for the last 32 years. Well, all right, not the last 32 years, but the last 10 years, 15 years, let's
say.
Yeah, when? This year.
This year?
Yeah. Well, but I mean, that's hardly news, is it, you know? Good heavens.
Well, what are we talking, December or February?
Maybe
or?
A bit earlier than that. Sort of, I don't know, autumn, something like
autumn.
That.
Autumn. So go through the summer and then... So? hang up the microphone.
Hang up the microphone.
And the headphones.
Oh, no. I'm still going to do Mastermind, for instance. And I gather there might be a vacancy... not a million miles from here, on a programme that is much more civilised because you don't have to get up at 3:30 in the morning. And they've got a relatively new presenter doing it. And they're not entirely... They just think they need a bit more gravitas. So I think it's called The World at Noon or something like that. So, offers have been, I've been sounded
out. Getting to the rub of it. You couldn't cope without me.
That's the truth of it, yeah. It hasn't been the same since you left, actually. Oh, God, it's been so wonderful. Not being shouted at all the time and nagged. And, oh, I can't tell you. No, we miss you.
But how do you feel? Because obviously the editor just referred to you as Gandalf. I mean, you are a bit of a wizard of broad.
Gandalf? Is that a compliment or an insult?
I'd say it's a compliment. Perhaps not on your looks, but certainly on your gravitas and your longevity.
OK, I'll settle for that. I'm exceedingly old, yeah.
Or to use the words of the Daily Mail, a legend.
Oh, gosh.
It's been quite a long time, so how does it feel?
How does it feel that
the prospect of leaving
this? I'm going utterly, utterly, utterly magnificent. I can't imagine anything. No, I look dreadful, awful. I love doing the programme. I have always enjoyed it, always loved it, and I still... That's the problem. I should have gone years ago. Obviously, I should have gone years ago, but I love doing the programme. I don't know how you were able to put it behind you, but you did.
Well, so, Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there is another life after Today.
So I'm told. I can't imagine quite what it is, but that's the point, you see. That is the whole point. As you know, when you do this programme, I'm sure it's the same World at One, when you do this programme, it dominates your life. Not just because you have to get up in the morning every, so many days a week, but all the time. You have to be obsessed, I think that is the right word, with what's going on out there. You have to read everything and listen to everything and all the rest of it. And there are so many things you think, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that, and I'm never going to do them if I stay on this programme.
So hold on a second. Do you recognise that you are a good presenter?
Well, I'm competent, obviously. I mean, I.
But is that part of the challenge?
I presume we wouldn't still be here if after.
But is that part of the challenge, though? Thinking at the end of every programme, I could have done that better.
Oh God, yes, absolutely.
And tomorrow I will do it.
Quite literally, after almost every interview, you think, don't you? You must have thought the same.
I do.
You do an interview and you think that, was, and then you think, oh, but I should have.
And then, that's why you want to do
and,
it again.
And you don't stop thinking about it.
You have tried to leave in the past, haven't you?
Yes, I sort of had vague thoughts about it.
And then what, found you couldn't?
And then lost my nerve, really.
Yeah. Because you're worried about what happens afterwards?
Well, not that, really. Just more that I worry about missing the programme. I mean, I do now, after having done it for so long. I genuinely worry about what it is going to be like not doing the Today programme. I mean, 32 years is a very long time.
Indeed. You won't retire, I know.
Oh,
you.
God, no.
I presume you're joking about the world at one. So what, apart from Mastermind, what will you do? You'll write for the Daily Mail, I'm guessing.
I have absolutely no idea what I'll do. Well, I do. I like trees. I want to get more involved in trees.
Trees? What do you mean?
Oh, I just mean that you know.
Walking in the trees? Planting trees?
All of that.
About trees? Will you carry on?
Yes, I would. So if somebody said, there's an offer. Are you offering? Yeah, 10 minutes.
Oh, I could hear it.
10 minutes on World at Once, 3 days a week. Yeah,
no,
trees.
Maybe not my programme.
Or whatever. No, trees. The country. I mean,
right. Yeah. Well, getting
at the moment.
But so you are going to retire?
Not from. No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to accept.
You
the
hate
retirement.
That word.
Of course,
yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to retire. No,
it might look like retirement, but it's not retirement.
It's not retirement. How dare you, sir? I will stop doing the Today programme. Yes, but I will not retire.
Will you listen to the God Today programme?
Ah, that's a big one, isn't it? That's the big one, isn't it? Don't know. I mean,
you'll have to shout at the radio.
Well, that's it, of course, isn't it? And the trouble is, once you start adopting that sort of pattern, then you haven't really escaped, have you? So it might have to be, I don't know, Radio 3 or, you know. Imagine waking up and just listening to a glorious symphony or concerto or something.
Are you expecting that to change you?
Oh, well, I will become even more mellow and relaxed and chilled and, you know, yeah, possibly.
Just one thought then. Looking back, what do you think it is? What is the sort of memory that will stay with you?
Out of all those years...
Is there something? Is it early years or is it later years? Is it sitting in the studio? Is it grilling politicians? Because that, in a way, is your... That's what, you know, your reputation. The legend is because of the being sitting in the studio looking across this desk at a politician and, well, the short time would be, say, going for them.
Look, this is unspeakably corny, but it's not the politicians. It's not even the interviewees. It's the listeners. You genuinely feel, after you've done this programme for long enough, that you have... No, I'm not going to say...
Go on.
You can't say that because lots of them aren't your friends. Anyway, they hate your guts. But you do feel that you have a relationship with a huge number of people. I haven't quite thought about it in those terms before, but since I have to say something, I suppose, that's what it is. It is a relationship with millions of listeners that is a huge privilege. Mm. Yeah. It's a privilege.
I do want to ask you about social media because, of course, there is an immediate reaction from social media.
I'll bet. What, 90% said thank you.
I haven't seen the reaction this morning to the story of you going. But I mean, in a way, over the years of response from those who are not such great fans of yours. How do you feel about that?
Well, I suppose the honest answer is I really couldn't care less. I mean, look, if just some people are going to like me, some people are not going to like me. And you know, if it's marginally in my favour, that would be very nice. But I'm not sure that I'd like me if I was listening to me, for heaven's sake. So there's no law that says you have to be liked in this business, is there? Just as long as you do your job competently.
OK. Can we have a really big party to send you off then? Because that sounds like fun.
We will discuss that at another date.
John, thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Our new tree correspondent, John Humphreys, there. Now, the US President Donald Trump will hold a second nuclear summit with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un.